ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु सुधर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति. सो वी आर् इन् दि वी लास्ट् द फोर्थ् चाप्टर् आफ् दि केन उपनिषत् वेर् वी हेव् सीन् दि भाष्यम् आफ् दि फस्ट् मन्त्र इन् विच् दि मन्त्र दि फोर्थ् फस्ट् मन्त्र आफ् दि फोर्थ् चाप्टर् आफ् केन उपनिषत् बिगिन्स् एस् एन् आन्सर् for Indra's question from the Uma Devi who appeared there. And here Upanishad presents the importance of the teacher for the Shastra study, and definitely the teaching is important to arrive at the reality. So Indra had the vision of the reality from the Uma Devi's teaching. Uma Devi, another than Saraswati, goddess of learning, appeared there as Uma Devi. That's what he says. The Upanishad says. And not only that, through the teaching, what he brought to light was that once the vision is clear, the vision means the vision of the reality is very clear. In the light of the vision of the reality, one can understand the Lord, Ishvara. Then he can say that anything that is accomplished in this universe, any glory, any victory, anything is glory of Ishvara, the Lord, not one's own. That becomes very clear. That she made very clear. So this victory and the glory which goes with the victory actually belongs to Ishvara Bhagavan, not yours. We made it very clear. That is the meaning of the last, the first mantra of the fourth chapter, which means now we can say Indra has become, now Indra is a wise person. Before in Uma Devi's appearance, Indra was not wise. Now he is wise. And before, Indra could not understand what Brahma Yaksham was. Indra could see the Yaksha, but could not even converse with the Yaksha like other Devatas. But later on, but Indra himself could not, when he tried to know what the Yaksham was, he could not arrive at it, but later on, being taught by Uma Devi, he arrived at what Yaksham was, which means to know there is Ishvara, to know I am, you don't need any Shastra study. You don't need any other knowledge. To know you are, to know Bhagavan is, to know the order is, you don't need anything extra. But to know what that Bhagavan is, who that Ishvara is, what that Lord is, what you are, you need what the truth is. The truth is, to know that there is truth, you don't need the Shastra. But what the truth is, to know that, you need the teaching from the teacher. The teacher, not the pramana. That is what is, without the pramanam, you can never arrive at what the truth is. And the pramanam happens to be Shastram. And that pramanam needs to be handled by teacher, and here that's also highlighted through the presence of Uma Devi here. So now we are going into the next mantra. Tasmadva yete devaha atitaram iva अन्यान् देवान् यद् अग्निः वायुः इन्द्रः தே ஹி ஏனத் நேதிஷ்டம் பஸ்பர்ஷுஹ் தே ஹேனத் பிரதமோ விதாஞ்சகார பிரம்ம இதி. தஸ்மாத்வாயேதே தேவாஹ அதிதராமிவான்யாந் தேவான் யதக்னிர்வாயுரிந்திரஸ்தே ஹேனநேதிஷ்டம் பஸ்பர்ஷுஸ்தே ஹேனத் பிரதமோ விதாஞ்சகார பிரம்மேதி. தேஸ்தி மந்திர. சோ தஸ்மாத் வா ஏதே தேவாஹ அதிதராம் இவ அன்யான் தேவான். அன்யான் தேவான் ஏதே தேவாக அதிதராம் இவ. ஏதே தேவாக மீன்ஸ் வாட் நவ்? தி தேவாஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி ஹியர். த்ரீ தேவாஸ் ஆர் ஹியர். இந்திரா அக்னி வாயு. இந்திரா அக்னி அண்ட் வாயு இஸ் த்ரீ தேவாஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஹியர். தே ஆக்சுவலி அதிதராம். Atitara means what? Actually, it is not actual verb. It is only used in the Veda. It is a, even though the word Atitaram implies exalted, surpassed. It is a Vedic usage called Chandasa Prayogaha. You can't find this word Atitaram in conventional language. So, Atitaram ஏதே தேவாஹ அதிதராம் மீன்ஸ் தீஸ் தேவாஸ் இந்திரா அக்னி அண்ட் வாயு எக்ஸல் அதர் தேவாஸ். ஆல் அதர் ரெஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி தேவாஸ் வி டோன்ட் நோ ஹூ த ரெஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி தேவாஸ். த ரெஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி தேவாஸ் ஹூ ஆர் நாட் ஹியர். ஓகே, வி டோன்ட் நீட் டு நோ. அண்ட் இவ நோ, இவ ஆக்சுவலி மீன்ஸ் லைக். சோ யூ கான்ட் சே தே எக்ஸல்ட் லைக், தே எக்ஸல்ட் ஆஸ் தோ. No, literally the word Iva sometimes means what? As though, like. But here we should not take it in the sense of as though. If we say these devas exult as though, means it is not real exhaling, excellence, isn't it? Therefore, it should be taken in the sense of Eva. Iva should be taken as Eva. Avadharanarthe means definitely. Definitely, these devas, Indra, Agni and Vayu, exalt other devas. Tasmat, we must know, due to that reason. What is that which really made these devas exalt other devas, other devatas? Because the reason is given, yadu, Agnihi Vayuhu Indraha, te, he, ஏனத்து நேதிஷ்டம் பஸ்பர்ஷுஹு. தட்ஸ் தி ரீசன் இஸ் கிவன். யத் ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பிகாஸ் யத் ஹியர் டஸ் நாட் லிட்ரலி தி வேர்ட் யத் மீன்ஸ் தட் விச் இஸ் இட், பட் ஹியர் தி வேர்ட் யத் ஷுட் பி டேக்கன் ஆஸ் தி ரீசன் இஸ் பிகாஸ் அக்னிஹி வாயுஹு இந்திரஹா தி ஸ்திரீ தேவாஸ்தே தேவாஹா ஏனத்து நேதிஷ்டம் பிகம்ஸ் ஏனன் நேதிஷ்டம். ஏனத்து மீன்ஸ் திஸ் பிரம்மா யக்ஷம். ஏனத் இஸ் அன் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் ஃபார் ஏனத் மீன்ஸ் ஏத்தது. ஏத்தது மீன்ஸ் திஸ். திஸ் இஸ் அப்ஜெக்டிவ் ஃபார் வாட்? திஸ் இஸ் அ ப்ரோனோ இண்டிகேட்டிங் பிரம்மா யக்ஷம், சகுணம் பிரம்மா யக்ஷம் தி ஈஸ்வரா. திஸ் யக்ஷம் ஹூ அப்பியர்ட் தேர், யூ நோ, திஸ் ஏனத்து நேதிஷ்டம் பஸ்பர்ஷு. நேதிஷ்டம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் நவ்? தே காட் க்ளோஸ். நேதிஷ்டம் பஸ்பர்ஷு, தே ஹேட் தி ஆப்பர்ச்சுனிட்டி டு பி டு ரிமைன் க்ளோசஸ்ட் டு தட் யக்ஷா. தேர்ஃபோர் தே எக்ஸல். நேதிஷ்டம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் நவ்? க்ளோசஸ்ட், நியரஸ்ட். சோ திஸ் நேதிஷ்டம் மீன்ஸ் அந்திக்கம் மீன்ஸ் க்ளோஸ். அந்திக்க தரம் மீன்ஸ் நேதியான் மீன்ஸ் க்ளோசர். நேதிஷ்டம் க்ளோசஸ்ட், அந்திக்க தமம். superlative degree of antikam. No? Antikam, nediya, nedishtam. Antikam, antikataram, antikataram, the closest. Because they were in closest proximity of this yaksha. Nedishtam. Also what now? Pasparshuhu. They also, pasparshuhu means they had the closest contact with, pasparshuhu literally means touched. That's the meaning. Had touched. Pasparshuhu is the past perfect tense of the root sprish of the sixth conjugation. The verb is sparshati. So, sprishati. See, sprishati means touches. Sparshaha, touch. Sprishati. Sprishati is the verb. Sprishati. The root is sprish. And sparshaha, touch. And pasparshahu is the past perfect tense. Which means these devas had the closest proximity of Brahman. Where they were very close. So, this nejishtam pasparshahu implies not only they were physically close to yaksha, not just the physical closeness, proximity, but also emotionally, the mentally they were very close. Means what? They had great reverence for this yaksha. Seeing just the brilliance of yaksha, they were highly, they had great reverence for yaksha. See, having great reverence for somebody is also called what now? Mentally, this person is close to somebody means what? He's close to somebody who is living in America. What does it mean? Close means, mentally the person is close to another person. Isn't it? In the like-mindedness, we can say, but here the reverence. So these devas, these devas excelled other devas because the reason that they enjoyed the closest, nearness of the, yaksham, pasparshahu. Therefore, tehi yenate prathamaha vidanchakara brahma iti. And not only that, they were very close to Brahman with great reverence, and they saw him in a physical close proximity. And not only that, it was them who understood Brahman, who saw Brahman first. Who were the people who had the first who saw Yaksham first? It was Indra, Agni and Vayu. Because these three people alone saw Brahma, Yaksham first. Other devas did not see Yaksham. They had the opportunity to have the vision of Ishvara, of Yaksha. Therefore, they were great. They were very, they excelled. They surpassed means in their greatness. So, Vidanchakara. Here, Yenate Prathamaha Vidanchakara should be taken here as Prathamam. Prathamam means what? No, first, as an adverbial, if you take it as an adverb, Prathamam, they had known Yaksham first. Prathamaha should be taken as Prathamam, as an adverb. If you take it as an adjective, you should make it Prathamaha. If you take this word Prathamaha as an adjective, it should be converted into Prathamaha. If you take it as an adverb, you take it as Prathamam. Okay? They were the first to know Brahman. Prathamam Vidanchakara. We mean Prathamataya Vidanchakara. That's the meaning. Otherwise, the Prathamaha means what? They were the first. No? They, all the three of them, had the greatness of being the first people, in having the vision of Yaksha. That's the meaning. Yenate Prathamaha Vidanchakara Brahma iti. That Yaksham who appeared there was none other than Brahma iti. It was them who knew first. All the three of them. Therefore, they are great. They excel other devas. They superior to other devas. Okay? They enjoy the close proximity. They had great reverence for Brahma, And they also understood Brahma, which means they had the vision of the reality first. Therefore, they are superior. Then later on, let us say the meaning now, the Bhashyam now. Yasmat Agnihi. Okay, Yasmat Agni Vaivindraha Ete Devaha Brahmanaha Samvada Darshanadina Samipyam Upagataha. Yasmat Agni Vaivindraha Ete Devaha Brahmanaha Samvada Darshanadina Samipyam Upagataha. So now the same mantra is now explained by Shankara as, because of the reason that Agni Vayu Indraha Ete Devaha, all these three devas, Brahmanaha Samvada Darshanadina. No, Samvada Darshanam, Samvadaha means conversation. They had conversation with, they asked the question, who are you? They asked, no? And then they also went and told them how the each revealed the identity also, as who, you know, who Agni was, who Vayu was. They all revealed the identity individually to Yaksham. And they also said what all they could achieve also. Therefore, they had a conversation, dialogue with Brahman. Sa Brahmana Saha Samvadaha, then Brahmanaha Darshanam. They had the Darshan, they saw Brahman, Yaksham, and they had Darshanam of Brahman, and they also had a conversation, dialogue with Brahman, Yaksham. Samipyam Upagataha, they also they went very close to Brahman. Tasmat, therefore, Aishwarya Gunaihi Atitaram. Now, when you say, how did these Agni Vayu Indra excel other devas? Because now they are endowed with, Aishwaryadi Gunaihi. All the, Shankaracharya explains, Shakti Gunadi Mahabhagyaihi. Shakti, they have got some special power. Because of their closeness, because of becoming close to Yaksham, because of the opportunity to see the Yaksham, because they had, and because of the conversation, the dialogue they could have with Yaksham, now what happened? That gave them some powers. They got some extra powers, special powers. They got some extra qualities. Shakti gunadi bihi and a mahabhagyehi, which is a great fortune, isn't it? Really great fortune on the part of the devatas to have got to become more powerful and to acquire some more gunas because their closeness to Brahma Yaksham, because the conversation with Yaksham, because the darshanam of Yaksham, they had all those things. Therefore, they exalt other devatas. See, Upanishad mantra only says they exalt. And Shankara explains, exalt means how? Not just by seeing them, Yaksham, by associating with the Yaksham, by talking to Yaksham, remaining in the close proximity of Yaksham, these devatas have got extra some powers, shakti, and some qualities. Then they also must have got some radiance, because, radiance also. Iti mahabhagyehi anyan devan atitaram. Atitaram is equal to, Shankara gives the meaning of Atitaram. Look at this now. Atitaram is the word used in the text, Moolam text. I already told you Atitaram is only a Vedic usage, is not found in conventional language, which is not a verb. But Shankara gives the meaning Atishayena Sherate. Sherate. Atishayena Sherate means what now? They exalted, surpassed. Which means they definitely. So here, Atishayena Sherate, you're very interested to know here. Atisherate, you should say, what is the verb here? Atisherate. I want to give some grammatical aspect here. Atisherate is very interesting to know. Shankara, atitaram is equal to, what is the verb? Atisherate. You have to say atisherate is the verb. Atishayena sherate means you have to take, what is the verb actually he gives? Atisherate. Here, the root is, this ati is a prefix. The root is she. She dhatuhu of second conjugation. And what is the verb you get here? Shete, shayete, sherate. Shete means what now? Lying down. You know that? Shete. So shayanam has come from this only. Shete, shayete, sherate. Second conjugation, atmanepadi root. Shete, shayete, sherate. But shete means to sleep. Look at this, huh? When the prefix is added to the root, completely changes the meaning. Completely opposite, different meaning. Shete means sleeps. Lies down, you know. But the meaning, when this she dhatu is added to the prefix ati, it means excels, surpasses. Completely different. That is why you have to be careful. It's all not necessary for you, but still I'm just giving because you're doing the bhasham, isn't it? Got it now? Atisherate, how uch? Sherate means many people sleep. You know? But atisherate means what? Exhal. Many, the, all these devas exhal.
What is exactly ati?
Ati all exists. Ati always exists. Or overcoming. Ati means extraordinary, overcoming. So, ati sherate, from the complete root meaning is to sleep, to lie down, you know, but ati completely changes. Similarly, if you add this prefix sam, samshete, doubts, you get the noun samshayaha. Atishayaha. Samshayaha. Atishayam. Remember, where do you get the word? Atishay. Anyway, so, this is the meaning. So, here yasmate, now we saw that. So, atishayarata iva yete devaha. From all these, you will learn only one meaning you have got. All these three devas, Agni, Vayu, Indraha, exalted, surpassed other devas because of the opportunity they had to remain closest to the Yaksham and to be able to converse with the Yaksham and to have the darshanam, vision of the Yaksham. You know, they really acquired some special radiance and qualities and powers. Therefore, they excelled other devas. They excel other devas. Okay. Now, there comes a Iva. Now, Atitaram, Iva is in the mantra. So, Shankara says, Iva literally means as though or like, but should not take as though. If you say they excelled as though means what? They really did not excel them, isn't it? Therefore, it is very careful. He says, avadharanarthaha. Anarthakaha or avadharanarthaka. You can leave it as a meaningless word or you can take it for avadharanarthaha, for emphasis. Definitely these devas excelled other devas. These three devas, Agni, Vayu, Indra, excelled other devas. You can either leave it as anarthakaha, or you want definitely take some meaning and take it what now? Emphasis, meaning of emphasis. Avadharana means emphasis. Eva artha, eva shabda, should take it as the, take the eva as eva. Definitely these devas exult. See, not much information, isn't it?
Anarthaka means what?
Meaningless.
Or emphasis.
Yeah.
So, but when it says eva ete devaha,
yad agnir vayurindraste
agni
he devah yasmat yenad brahma nedishtam. Okay, now he is giving the reason how the, see, already he has given the meaning. These devas had a darshanam, had dialogue with yaksham, they remained close to the yaksham, therefore they get all the powers. No, shakti gunaha maha, shakti gunadi mahabhagyehi, because of some extra, they had the fortune of having the qualities and special qualities and powers, and therefore they excel. Now he is explaining, yade, because agnivayu indraha tehi devaha, these three devas, yasmat yenat brahma. Now he is going to enath brahma. Enath means what? Brahma. The moolam, you have the word enath. Enath means this, but doesn't say who. So Shankaracharya gives meaning brahma, yaksham. Brahma here means what? Yaksham. Yaksham is what? Sagunam brahma. Okay? Enath brahma. Now, this brahma, nedishtam. Nedishtam is a superlative degree of antikam. Antikam, you know, we can say antikam, antikataram, antikatamam. Nedishtam means closest, nearest. So, closest proximity. So, nedishtam. Now, Shankara makes it very clear. Nedishtam, it is not the physical closeness. It is what now? No, emotional bond also. So he wants to say that priyatamam, the dearest. Nedishtam does not mean that they went very close to Brahman. No? Not physical closeness. Priyatamam means what? Antikatamam means closest in the sense, the emotional bond they had with the Yaksham. They had great reverence. They loved him. They liked him. Liked Yaksham. Priyatam. Pasparshu is the past perfect tense, and kridanta shabdaha equivalent to that is sprishtavantaha, means they touched. Touched means what? Not physically touching. They had great reverence, greatest reverence for that yaksham. That's the meaning. Nejishtam pasprishu means they felt emotionally closest to Brahman, because they had greatest reverence for Brahman. That is what is the whole sentence implies. Now, yatoktaihi brahmanaha samvadadi prakarehi tehi yasmatcha hetoho. Okay. Now, yatoktehi brahmanaha samvadadi prakarehi. Yatoktehi samvadadi prakarehi. No? Prakarehi in this manner of having dialogue with Brahman. All of them had dialogue with Brahman individually. And Brahman also had talked to them. Come on, let move this and burn this, etc. He also had a dialogue with the conversation with the devatas. Because of that, yasmat cha hetoho, because of that reason, yenat brahma prathamaha is equal to what? Shankara gives the meaning, prathamaha. Prathamaha means they became first. They had the status of being the first in approaching, understanding, no, ascertaining yaksham, prathamaha. Not only first, they're also foremost. You know, two meanings here. Prathamaha is equal to, Shankara gives two meanings. For the word prathamaha, he gives two meanings. They were the first to approach and arrive at Brahman, understand Brahman, yaksham. And not only that, they were the foremost in understand, no, foremost in terms of knowledge of Brahman. Pradhanaha santaha iti yetat vidanchakara. Vidanchakara means vidanchakruhu. iti etad brahma iti. No, etad brahma iti vidan chakruhu. So all these three devatas somehow had the knowledge of yaksham being none other than param brahma chaitanyam. So yaksham is sagunam, represents sagunam brahma ishvaraha, and that ishvaraha sagunam brahma is none other than absolute reality param brahma. This is what they understood from, okay, this is what I understood about Brahman. So, Param Brahma is not Ishvara, but the Ishvara is Param Brahma. Got it? Here I want to stop 1 second and tell you. When I say these devatas understood Yaksham, means they understood Yaksham, the Sagunam Brahma, being Param Brahma. Yaksha is means what? Ishvara is. Who is Yaksha? Yaksha is Brahmam is what? The total knowledge. Yaksha is means Ishvara is, the knowledge of the Lord is, truth is only half knowledge. The truth is limitless consciousness. Yaksham is another than Param Brahma Chaitanyam. This is total knowledge. So earlier they had half knowledge, and being taught, they had total knowledge. Being close to Yaksham, having reverence to Yaksha, they are blessed with all powers. All the powers in Artha Kama Dharmas, isn't it? All the powers, all the fortunes, and they had all the qualities. When they recognized the very surup of Yaksha, they understood what? Brahma Yaksham being Param Brahma. Okay, here I want to tell you one thing. See, the original pure consciousness is Brahma. Implied by the term Brahma. I have to understand very clearly. In fact, consciousness, Brahma also can't say hereafter. See, what you arrive at as consciousness is the reality, Brahma. Implied by the term Brahma. The term Brahman implies the nature of the reality. So the consciousness, the reality, implied by the term Brahman, why it is implying that word Brahman really negates what reality is not. Through negation, it reveals, does not directly indicates. That does not directly indicate. The word Brahma does not indicate the reality directly. It only implies the reality through negation of what the reality is not. Because the word Brahma means what? Limitless. Big. In fact, Brahma means limitless. Big. When you say that which is big, that which is great, is the reality. Great is reality. Big is reality. So big means, again, you have to ask this question, how big is this Brahman? How big is Brahman? It is limitlessly big, you have to say. Incomparably big, you have to say. Isn't it? To understand the meaning of the word Brahman correctly, you have to say, you ask this word, how big is it? It is incomparably big, limitlessly big. Then you have to say what? Now, limitlessly means how? The time was limitless, spatially limitless, object was limitless. Therefore, it is limitlessly big. Therefore, that limitlessness in terms of time, space and object negates all the objects in the world as Abrahma. Therefore, nothing in this world, nothing in this universe is time-wise limitless, object-wise limitless, spatially limitless. Therefore, the entire world of objects becomes negated as non-Brahma, non-reality. So, this then that which is spatially time-wise, object-wise limitless is only what? Consciousness. Therefore, the word Brahma does not indicate the reality directly. It implies the reality through the negation of what it is not. Is it clear? Therefore, that reality, that's why the word also is what? In Mandukya we saw, any term used to imply reality is also mithya. The word Brahma, the word consciousness, any substantive is mithya. Substance you arrive at and hold on to substance, then even the substantive which helped you to arrive at also has been negated as mithya. Is it? Therefore, the pure consciousness is Nirgunam Brahma, what now? Param Brahma, absolute reality. We are using the Nirgunam again, what now? To differentiate it from the Sagunam. That's why it's neither Nirgunam nor Sagunam. Okay? Now, what is Yaksham Ishvara? The consciousness manifest in Maya is Ishvara. Manifest in Maya. So on Friday, you will understand this. Again, Panchadashi class when I do, you will understand it. To understand. Next, that's what I was going to come. So the consciousness manifest in Maya alone is what? Ishvara. Manifest consciousness is Ishvara. The pure consciousness is Brahma. Is it clear? This is the only difference. Therefore, now these three devas, what did they understand now? They have understood this Yaksham being Param Brahma. Now, therefore, they are superior to other devas. So, you can say the knowledge of Brahman, Yaksham being Brahman, and before the knowledge, their opportunity they had to remain closest to Brahman, to have the conversation with Brahman, and to acquire all the qualities and radiance and powers, you know, because they're close to Brahman, all of these things made them excel other devatas. Okay, we'll go to the next mantra now. Tasmadva Indraha Atitaram Anyan Devan Sa Henanedishtam Pasparsha Sa Henate Prathamo Vidanchakara Brahmeti. Now this mantra says, hey, what? Of all the three, of course all the three of them had the knowledge of Yaksham being Brahman. All the three of them had the opportunity to remain closest to Brahman. All of them had reverence for Brahman. All of them had powers and powers and some special qualities and also radiance from Brahman. All of them they had. That's fine. But Indra, of all the three also, Indra is what now? Indra excels even other two because it was Indra who had the knowledge of Yaksham being Brahman directly from Umadevi first. So, Uma Devi's direct disciple was Indra. But only these people, other devatas only, not the grand disciples, the grand disciples of Umadevi, not the direct disciples. They learned, they understood Brahman from whom? Indra only. See, Indra went last, Indra stayed long, Indra missed actually Yaksham. That's why but he did not come back like other devas. He stayed back. He was one. No, he was really thinking who this Yaksha was, who this Yaksha was. And because of his seriousness, and Umadevi appeared, and he taught him, taught. So he had the vision first. Other devatas went back. After seeing Brahman, they were highly excited. Their powers and readiness, they went back. They were not really keen to know who the Yaksham was. But later on, when Indra went back, and from Indra, they knew Yaksham was Brahman. Which means, they had the knowledge not directly from Umadevi, but from Indra. So it was Indra who had the knowledge before even the other devatas. Tasmadva Indraha Atitaram Iva Anyan Devan. So therefore, now Indra excelled other devas, definitely, that Eva again should be taken as Eva, other devas. Saha hi enate nedishtam pasparsha. It was Indra who had, who was much closer to Yaksham. In what? In terms of what? In terms of his reverence for Yaksham. Because he could not see Yaksham like other devatas. And he really, who stood there continuously, without moving an inch from where he was, until he had that knowledge of Yaksham being Brahman. Therefore, Indra was also in closest proximity. Indra also had great reverence for Yaksham. Sahahi enate prathamaha vidanchakara brahmaiti. It was Indra who had the knowledge of Yaksham being Brahman first. Even before Indra, Vayu and Agni. Because it was Indra who had gave this vision to other two devatas. Okay, let us read the meaning now. Yes, mate. Agnivayu api Indra Vakyadeva Vidanchakruhu. Because why Indra is superior to other all other devatas? Because even Agnivayu, Agnihi and Vayuhu api also Indra Vakyadeva Vidanchakruhu. Only through the teaching of Indra. Only from Indra's words, Indra's teaching, Vidanchakara, they had the knowledge. They came to know Yaksham being Brahman only from Indra's teaching. Indra Vakyadi Eva Agni Vayuha Api Vidanchakara. Simple, isn't it? Indrena hi Uma Vakyate Pratham Shrutam Brahma Iti. Whereas Indrena Uma Vakyat Pratham Shrutam Brahma Iti. It was from Uma Vakyat. Indra had the knowledge of Yaksham being Brahman directly from Umadevi first. But later on only, from Indra only, Agni and Vayu had the knowledge. Tasmate va, because of that reason, Indraha Atitaram. Atitaram again comes exalted. What is the meaning? Atishayena shete. Atishayena shete. That A has gone, you have to add A. For the Hindi purpose, they removed it. But for you to know, Atishayena Shete means what now? Atishete. Atishete means what? Exalts who? Indraha. Exalts whom? Indra exalts Agni and Vayu. Why? Because it was he who had the knowledge of Yaksham being Brahman directly from the teaching of Uma Devi. Okay. Atishayena shete iva. Read it now. Shete iva anyan devan saha hi yenad nedishtam pasparsha. Same in he repeats. Yes, Mathu, the reason is saha hi yenad prathamaha vidanchakara saha hyenat prathamo vidanchakara brahma iti uktartham vakyam. What does the mean again? It was he who came to know yaksham being Brahman first, even before Agni and Vayu. Very simple meaning, but still just goes on like this. Let's go to next mantra now. Tasya tasyeshaha adeshaha yad yetad vidyutaha vyad vyadyutada 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 iti iti nyami mishada iti nyami mishada ityadi daivatam. Okay, here I want to stop and say a few things here. See, the first, no, with the third mantra, when the third mantra is over, with the third mantra, 1, 2, and 3, with the third mantra, the imparting of knowledge of Yaksham being Brahman, the importance of Guru, etc., that those topics are completed. The importance of Guru, the importance of knowledge, and the Deva attaining the knowledge of Yaksham being Brahman, that discussion is over with the third mantra. The fourth now, the fourth, fifth and sixth, even now these three mantras prescribe upasanas. 4, 5, and 6. And in these three mantras, we have four upasanas. There were 4, 5, 6 are what? The upasanas. So the fourth mantra, there is Adidaiva Upasana. The fourth mantra, Adidaiva Upasana, is discussed. Two Adidev, okay, and the fifth mantra, Adhyatma Upasana. So, two Adideva Upasana in the fourth mantra, the fifth mantra, Adhyatma Upasana, the sixth mantra, Adideva Brahma Upasanam. You can say, Adideva Brahma Upasanam, Adhyatma Brahma Upasanam, then Guna Visishta Brahma Upasanam in the sixth mantra. Guna Visishta Brahma Upasanam in the sixth mantra. So we have three mantras discussing only meditations. Now fourth mantra presents two upasanams. No, akkada adhi daiva brahma upasanam. The fifth mantra presents adhyatma brahma upasanam. Sixth mantra presents guna visishta brahma upasanam. Well, because one topic is over, the first, in the fourth chapter we have started. The first three mantras are over. You know, the simple meanings, not much there. So you'd have noticed in the Ivanathastuti mantras one thing. Suppose, what you need to know here. Knowledge, always the knowledge being partial. The partial knowledge is already there. Therefore, ignorance on the part of a human being is never total ignorance. And in total ignorance also, no effort is possible, no effort is required to undo anything. There's no bondage, there's no samsara, there's no dukkham. In total knowledge also, there's no bondage, there's no dukkham. So only the partial knowledge, then there is dukkham and bondage. Therefore, the total partial knowledge has to become total knowledge, isn't it? That one thing is revealed here also, even in the story. Got it? Even the story, all the three devatas saw Yaksha. They understood, seeing Yaksha, they know that Yaksha was. But they couldn't make out what the Yaksha was. Isn't it? It's not half knowledge, one thing. And the second thing, Indra was said to be the one who had the knowledge of the Yaksham being Brahman first. If we take, the mind is always, mind is the instrument which has the direct manifestation of consciousness. Even though senses, everything is pervaded by consciousness, the manifestation of consciousness is only in the mind. So the already manifest consciousness alone becomes re-manifest in the sense organs. Isn't it? There's no direct manifestation of consciousness. Because the sense powers and powers of organs of actions, all of them, they become illumined, they become conscious because of the borrowed consciousness of the consciousness borrowed by the mind. Isn't it? This is another subtle point for you to remember. Anyway, so let us go to this now. So these three upasanas we are going to see now. Tasya yesha tasyesha adesho. Now, tasya yeshaha adeshaha. Yad yetad vidyuto vyadyudayat vyadyutada vyadyutada iti it nyami mishada ityadi daivatam. Okay, so here iti adidaivatam means what now? Here adidaivata, adidaivata or adidaiva Brahma upasam is presented here. Yeshaha adeshaha. Tasya means what now? Prakrutasya Brahmanaha. Yeshaha Brahmanaha means now the Brahman. Who is Brahman here? Not Param Brahma. Yaksham. Yaksham is what? Sagunam Brahma. Isn't it? Saguna Brahma, Ishwarasya. Brahmanaha means, Tasya means Ishwarasya, Yakshasya, Saguna Brahmanaha, Yeshaha Adeshaha. Adeshaha, Shankaracharya gives the meaning, Upamau Upadeshau. No? Upamau means what? Comparison. Then, Upama means comparison. And Upadesha means teaching. But here, what should you take here? Adesha should be taken as Upasanam. See, Shankaracharya does not give the meaning of Upasanam. Use the term Upasanam in his Bhashyam here. But how do we get it? This meaning, we get it from his commentary on the commentary in this first two chapters, the third chapter. The third chapter is a mention. Okay, because he talks about in the third chapter, Shankaracharya, he writes the Bhashyam, he says, he mentions the purpose of the story, when he mentions the purpose of the story is later on to meditate, is it? See, meditation upon, it is easy for us to meditate upon Yaksham, the Ishvara, for the purpose of teaching meditation also, the story is presented. But this, he mentions in this, the third chapter. From that, we take the meaning of this word Adesha as what now? Literally, the word Adeshaha means order. Isn't it? Upadeshaha means teaching. But it will be taken as Upasanam, meditation. And also, sub-commentators like Anandagiri, they write this. This meaning of the word Adeshaha being, or Upadeshaha being meditation, Upasanam, is understood from sub-commentators' commentary. So, Brahmanaha, Yeshaha, Brahmanaha, Adeshaha means what? No, this meditation of Ishvara. Meditation upon Yaksham. That's the meaning. Yet Vidyutaha. Vidyutaha. Vidyutaha, Vidyut means what? No, Vidyut means lightning. Of the lightning. So, meditation of Brahman upon lightning. Meditation of what actual object of meditation is Sagunam Brahma Yaksham. And what is object of meditation here? No, lightning. Which means you are meditating on Brahman upon what? Lightning. Which means lightning is compared to Yaksham. Brahman is, Yaksham is compared to lightning. Therefore, and Shankara in his Bhashyam, suppose that the doubt comes, Nirupamasya Brahmanaha Yena Upamana Upamanena Upadeshaha. See how Brahman is incomparable, isn't it? How can the incomparable Lord be compared to lightning? Only for the purpose of meditation, we say. Only the purpose of meditation we are comparing, taking the similar features. Brahman is incomparable. Even Ishvara is incomparable, isn't it? Ishvara cannot be compared to anything here. Incomparable Lord Almighty. Incomparable Lord, the Almighty, and incomparable Brahman cannot be compared to anything here. But for the purpose of meditation, here comparison is presented, which means we have to take the lightning as an object, a symbol for meditating upon Yaksham, the Sagunam Brahma. So, what are similar features here? We have to see that. Therefore, Nirupamasya Brahmanaha Yena Upamanena Upadeshaha Saha Ayam Adeshaha Ityuchyate. No, it is not comparison. Actually, not compare. The comparison only for the purpose of Adesha, Upasanam. It's only meditation purpose. Yeshaha, or you can say, Ayam Adeshaha means this is only Upasanam. Is only for the comparison, only for meditation. How can I compare Ishvara with the lightning? How can I compare Yaksham with the lightning with the Ishvara? Isn't it? Incomparable. But still are comparing here for the purpose of meditation, which means lightning is an object of meditation, symbol, on which you are meditating upon Ishvara, Yaksham. Okay, so because Yaksham also came and disappeared, like lightning comes, the light of the lightning flashes and lightning disappears, doesn't stay for long. Similarly, Yaksham also appeared, and then really flashed all the viewers quickly with his brilliance, effulgence, and Yaksham also disappeared. Therefore, because of that quick arrival and within no time departure, disappearance of Yaksham, and also that during that very brief presence and time, Yaksham illumined everything with his effulgence. Therefore, this Yaksham is comparable to, the lightning is comparable to Yaksham Ishvara. Therefore, now he is going, Kim tate, yade, yetat prasiddham loke. It is very well known in the world. Kim tate, how is that? Yetad, yade, that, yetad loke prasiddham. This is very well known in the world. What is that? Vidyutaha vidyutad. See, vyadyutad is a verb. Vyadyutad means the lung, past tense verb. No? Vyadyutad is a past tense verb, which means illumined. Vyadyutad. When you say the verb, past tense verb, suppose illumines, you say the noun must be in object nominative case, isn't it? The verb should be preceded by a noun in nominative case. Only then it's a correct sentence. But here, the word vidyutaha is the possessive and ablative forms of the vidyut. Therefore, it can't be correct. But in language, in Sanskrit, it is given here. Vidyutaha vyadyutad. Therefore, it should be taken as in the nominative sense. Shankara gives this commentary. The word which is in ablative or possessive case should be taken as the nominative form to match it with the verb there. Vyadyutad means not vyadyutad. Say no? Vyadyutad means illumined, flashed. No, illumined. So for vidyut is a strilinga shabda. Now vidyut is a takaranta strilinga shabda. Vidyut, vidyutad. In this world, very well known that always lightning comes and flashes, illumines and disappears. But vidyut should be taken as what? Vidyotanam. Vidyotanam. Or vidyutat should be taken as, he says, you should take it as vidyut, vidyutat, otherwise, flashing of the lightning. And what is flashing? Vidyotanam. Make the verb a noun or convert the noun into nominative. Two things you have to do. Either convert the noun into nominative from possessive or ablative, or convert the verb into a noun. Vidyotanam means flashing. So flashing of the, it is very well, flashing of the lightning always comes and goes similarly. Now, very, very well known about the lightning. What he says here. Not a very serious teaching here. Vidyotanam kritavat. Say that now. Vidyotanam kritavat. Vidyotanam kritavat means what now? Vyadyutad. No? Vyadyutad. Actually, you want to know the root? Dyu. Dyu is the Dyutihi means effulgence, light, noun. Dyotate means shines, light, now illumines. Dyotate shines. Dyotate. Dyu is the root. Dyotate. Dyutihi. Dyutihi is a nice feminine word. I recommend this word as a name for many girls. But some people were difficult to change. Dyuti. Dyuti. Difficult, isn't it? Nobody named it. Anyway. So, vidyotanam illumining, isn't it? That's the meaning. Vidyotanam krithavitmivatav. Did the illumining. Illumination. That's the meaning. So, illumined. Iti yetad anupapannam iti. See, you can't say what he says. It is not anupapannam, it's not tenable. Is it? For a possessive noun cannot be go with the verb, a nominated noun can go with the verb, or the verb must be converted into a noun. It is not tenable. Therefore, Shankara says, let us take the meaning as what? Vidyotanam, as to make it a noun. Convert the verb into a noun. It's all grammatical details. Vidyutaha vidyotanam iti kalpyate. Iti yetad anupapannam iti karanataha. Vidyutaha vidyotanam iti kalpyate. Vidyutaha vidyotanam iti kalpyate. It is taken, no? For the word vidyutaha, take this word now, vidyotanam. Make it a noun. Vidyotanam. Is taken. Kalpyate. Now, after that, vidyutad. Then, isn't it? Vidyutad. No? Vidyutad. Or number 3 is given. That where number 3 is given, iti iti upamarthe. Upama means comparison. No, which means that lightning is compared to Brahman. Is it? That comparability or comparison is implied by the sound Without Shankara, how to understand the mantra? You can't understand. Should be taken as what now? Upamarthe, in the sense of comparison. That is why I said we have tried the prose order of all these mantras because you can't get it otherwise.
So that's Vyadyutad.
Yeah. Vyadyutad. Is for comparison. Now, as a whole, now what is the meaning you get here? The meaning you get here is, it is the upasanam, therefore, here is an upasanam of the Brahman on the lightning is presented. And that's what for one sentence. what do we need to know finally, all these things, confusions is, may one meditate upon Brahman, no? Meditate upon this, may compare this Brahman to lightning and visualize Brahman on this lightning. This is how Brahman came, how Yaksham disappeared, flashed, and in the brief presence, illumined everything. Like that, here, you know, the lightning came, lightning illumined. Lightning disappears, so Brahman also came and appeared. No. Vidyuto. Vidyotanam. Iva. Ityartaha. Vidyutaha vidyotanam. Ityartaha. Vidyutaha, you know, flashing of the lightning. It is the meaning. Final meaning is what? Flashing of the lightning. Vidyutaha vidyotanam. You have converted the verb into a noun now. Is it clear? Vidyutaha vidyotanam. Vidyotanam, flashing of the vidyut, the lightning. Now, not only in this Upanishad is prescribed, this meditating upon Sagunam Brahma, upon lightning, is also prescribed in the most famous Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, where this is called Murta Murta Brahmanam. Okay, the third section. It's a sixth mantra from the third section of the second chapter. Second chapter of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad has many sections. Of those, one section, the third section, is called Murta Murta Brahmanam. In that section, there's a sixth mantra wherein this particular meditation is given. I'm not saying, Shankar Bhagavad Pada is saying here. Yeah, that means Shankar, imagine Shankara, no, all the Upanishads, all the everything is for him thorough, so he can quote that. Yatha sakrite vidyatam iti shutyantare. So he quote yatha sakrit vidyatam iti shutyantare. In other Upanishad also, in other Vedamantra, other Upanishad also, this meditation is prescribed. Don't think only here. So please feel free to practice. If you don't want practice, please at least keep quiet. Don't make any, oh, how to meditate upon, why and all that. Don't say that. Sutyantare cha, you know, darshanat vidyut iva hi sakrite atmanam darshayitva tirobhutam brahma devebhyah. Having talked about that, may you meditate upon this lightning, no, as Brahma. Having said that, the reason he gives, sakrit atmanam darshayitva. No, just having shown his presence, appearance once for the devas, devebhyaha darshayitva, brahma tirobhutam. This yaksham, sagunam brahma yaksham, appeared, flashed, appeared to these devas, and then disappeared like the lightning. Once it appeared, it flashed, with its flashing, it illumined the things around and disappeared from the sight of devas. Like what? Vidyuti iva, like the lightning. Like the lightning, sakritu once, atmanam darshitva, showing its presence itself, brahma devebhyaha darshitva turobhutam, brahma disappeared. So we are in the story part, okay? You might understand hidden tale of what you're doing. Yes, we listen. Keep be in the class, no problem. Athava vidyutaha tejaha ityadhyaharyam. So what should we understand? What should we take it here? Athava, otherwise, vidyutaha tejaha, the light, the flashing of the lightning. Tejaham of the light of the lightning should be taken as the light of the lightning, like that effulgence of Yaksham who appeared and disappeared. Vyadyutade vidyotitavate. Okay, same meaning. No, it flashed. Ah means again iva for comparison, like. Ah is equal to iva. Iva means like. Like means comparable. Is it? vidyutah, tejah, sakrat, vidyotitavat. See, the light of the lightning also flashed once. Similarly, the same way, Yaksham also appeared and illumined everything around, then disappeared. Iva iti abhiprayaha. Iti shabdaha. Iti shabdaha. Adesha. Prati nirdeshartam. So that in the mantra you come across the word iti. See, iti adidaivatam, that iti shabdaha adesha pratinirdeshartam. So iti means may you meditate, thus, not thus, may you meditate upon. It is for instructing the meditation. It is for this purpose of instructing the meditation. Here the word iti is used, Shankara says in the Bhashya. Iti ayam adeshah. Iti. So adeshah means what now? This is the instruction for or of meditation. Ichabdah. Unless you are listening to me, I can't really see if you are reading something else. Ichabdah. Samuchayartah. See, there is one yit in between. Look at this mantra now. Iti nyami mishata. Iti nyami mishata. If you take that iti nyami mishata, you have to split that iti plus yit plus nyami mishata plus a. Iti plus yit plus nyami mishata plus A. A is for what? Comparison. Isn't it? A is for take. It is similar. Nyami mishat is the verb. But yitti comes in between. That yitti here means ch. Samuchayartha means and. The yitti is used in the sense of ch, which means and. Ayam cha aparaha tasya adeshaha. Oh, and there is also, here is another upasanam also. Here is another upasanam also. Not only vidyut upasanam, vidyut, no? Vidyut brahma upasanam, one more upasanam is prescribed. Kaha asau. What is it? What other meditation? Nyami mishat yatha chakshuhu. Nyami mishat. Nimesham kritavat. Yeah. So, nimeshati. Nimeshati means closes. Unmeshati means opens. Nimeshati, open. Unmeshati. Nimeshati, unmeshati. This is called what now? Closing and opening is called winking and blinking. Is it? Blinking of the eyes. Like the blinking of the eyes or like the winking of the eyes, this yaksham appeared and disappeared, isn't it? Like the lightning, flashing of the lightning. Iti nyami mishat a iti. Now he gives one more meditation also. It's called now unmesha brahma nime upasanam. Nyami mishat. Here, he goes to one more grammatical aspect, Shankara, because nothing much to say philosophically here. So he wants to take some time for teaching grammar. Swarthe niche, he says. It's a big thing comes, let me tell you. So, anyway, so Unmesh Upasanam also. Here, first we have to understand this context. Shankara doesn't elaborate on that, we have to understand. How can winking or winking be taken as an alambanam for meditating upon yaksham? The Brahman appeared like a flashing of lightning and disappeared. Similarly, like the lightning, you meditate upon lightning as Brahman. Then you can also meditate upon this winking of your own eyes as Brahman. Because every time, see in winking what happens, every time you close your eyes, there is darkness. Open your eyes, there is light. When there is, the minute you open, the whole jagat is lit. The minute you close, the whole jagat becomes dark. Isn't it? So it is the light of the eyes which goes out of the eyes and pervades this object and brings the object to light. Pervades the light and pervades the object reflecting light and brings the object to light. Isn't it? Spreads over the object, pervades the object and brings that object to light. The minute you close it, again the whole jagat becomes dark. Here also, yaksham appeared. It is the difference. That's winking is not important for us anyway. Just as once eyes are closed, everything becomes dark. The eyes are open, everything shines here. Similarly, the yaksham also, like your winking, is it how quickly, you can close and open. So also this yaksham also appeared and disappeared. Okay, therefore, winking also, you can meditate upon winking as Brahman. This is second upasana. These are two upasanas, Adideva upasanas, Nimeshaha and also Vidyut. Nimesha upasanam, Vidyut upasanam, two upasanams, Adideva upasanams, because who is object of meditation? Adidevam. Isn't Yaksham is the object of meditation? It's only Alambanam, symbol for meditations. These two are prescribed in the fourth mantra. Now, the grammatical aspect, which I don't need to tell you, but still I'll tell you. Nyami Mishat, if you see what is this, Nyami Mishat, if you think, there is a root called Mish, Mish Dhatuhu. Mish means, to close. And with the prefix, Mish, and with the prefix Ni, Nimishati. Nimishati means closes, Unmishati means opens. And we have, in Sanskritam, we have past tense, not only simple past, aorist past, and past perfect tense. Today, suppose from morning till evening, I had to talk about the past, I had to use some other past. Then remote past perfect tense. And anything from yesterday, I use simple past tense. So, lung, lung, lit. We have three. Lung, simple past tense. Then lung, aorist past. Then we have past perfect tense. It's called a lit. And it's lung, there are seven types of this lung, aorist past. Or the third type of the lung, this Nyami Mishati is the third type of the lung. Imagine, people, if at all have some interest in some study Sanskritam, they will go away. Actually, very interesting if you learn Sanskritam. I really allowed Sanskritam, allowed teaching Sanskritam also. So wonderful. Somehow, if I never found proper students, that's why I stopped teaching it. But really very interesting. I had very good students when I was teaching. Because the students who were really interested in studying Sanskrit with me, they are interested in Vedanta. But I loved teaching Vedanta more. Because Vedanta is my thing, isn't it? Sanskrit is for Vedanta. Vedanta is not for Sanskritam, isn't it? That is when otherwise I was doing a lot of work. But this all, the thing is, people, when they don't learn things systematically, any learning becomes difficult. Sanskrit also will be easy if we go systematically. Isn't it? You should know what to learn first and what to learn later on and all that. Always we go somewhere in between, pick up some book and something we learn, then it becomes difficult. Anything and everything should go in proper order. For even so for Sanskrit, we have that proper order of teaching. What should be taught first? Like that. So the third type of lung, is always used in the sense of causal meaning. Causal means what? Suppose causative verbs, the causal sense. For example, he runs, he drinks, he makes other person drink. Pibati drinks. Payayati makes other person drink. Mother drinks. Mother makes the child drink. Causative. Payayati. Khadati khadayati. Dhavati dhavayati. No. Pashyati darshayati. I see, I make other person see. Darshayati. Show, isn't it? Pashyati darshayati. Let that we have causative forms. This Nyami Mahata causative sense. But still, even though it's a causal, it is not used in the sense of causative, causal sense. Shankara wants to say, even though it's a causal form of the verb, but still it is not, it should be taken as a causal, taken in causal sense. That's what he wants to say. Swarthe Nichi, by saying that, he says, not Pararthe, Swarthe. Understand? It is only should take it in the sense of, it's not causal sense. Simple. Nemi Mishati means what now? Winked. Winked, is it? Upamartha Yeva Karaha. Chakshushaha Vishayam Prati. Chakshushaha Vishayam Prati. Prakasha Tirobhavaha. Iva. So every time you close the eyes, Chakshushaha Prakashaha, the light of the eyes, Vishayam Prati, it is not sent towards the object, isn't it? The Tirobhavaha. The light of the eye, light of the eyes, does not reach the object, therefore the object does not shine. The light of the eyes reach the object, pervades the object, spreads over the object, then brings the object to light. When it is open, closed, again light is stopped. Open, light goes. Closed, light is stopped. Open, light goes out. Like that, or winking. But this winking is also what now? When Yaksham appeared, then there are things around by shining. Yaksham disappeared, is that no more shining. So here means the yaksha appeared and disappeared like the winking of your eyes. How, during the when the eyes are, during the winking, how immediately the jagat shines and jagat disappears. Similarly, the yaksha appeared and disappeared. Therefore, may this winking be taken as object alambanam for meditating upon Yaksham. So here so Nimesha Upasanam and Vidyud Upasanam are prescribed here. So may one meditate upon Yaksham, on this Nimeshaha, and also upon this Vidyut. This is the meditations are instructed in this fourth mantra. The other Upasanas we'll see in next class. Adhyatma Upasanam and Gunavisishta Brahma Upasanam. The fourth chapter really doesn't have much, but later on, next part of the, after the story part is over, the last bit of the Bhashyam, here comes some serious matter. For one more paragraph, two more paragraphs, we don't have much there. Upasanams will be over. After the Upasanams, what is going to come in the Dharma? The discussion on Dharma, there he really, some good objections come, good answers are there. It's quite really, it's worth knowing for you. It's really worth knowing. Because these meditations, why we only understand these meditations, really we're not practicing. It's not for us to practice, even for us to think a little bit. The important thing is, see, manifestation of reality is in fact existence of the universe. Very existence. Manifestation is equal to existence. If there is no such thing called manifestation, then there can't be existence of the universe. And if the universe of matter is not there also, there can't be manifestation. So manifestation is existence. Lot of these mantras, lots of words do not have the direct literal meanings. Itta, you know, immediately he says samuchayartha, you take it in the sense of and. Iva, take in the sense of eva, avadharanartha. And then the causal, no. No, swarthe niche, don't take it in the causal sense, even that it is in the causal sense. With that certain lots of things we have to really learn from Shankara's commentary only. And sometimes Shankara's commentary him itself, he takes for granted things. He assumes his own to know a lot of things. He goes ahead. And then there we, and to understand Shankara, we need Anandagiri. As some commentators and what they say. We don't need to read all of them, but of course from, you know, at least you know this much. In the fourth chapter, now we have covered up to the four mantras, 1 to 4, no? Out of the four, the first three just go for just teaching, and then how glorious they were, the teacher, and all that. Brahma Vidya aspect is hired through the story. Then only the fourth mantra onwards, the 4, 5, 6, the meditations are discussed. And you know, meditation upon Brahman, meditation upon the winking of the eyes and the lightning as Brahman, two upasams are discussed called Adi Daiva Brahma Upasam. Adi Daivata or Daiva Brahma Upasam. Fourth. And six, we have Adhyatma Brahma Upasanam, then Visishta Guna Yukta Brahma Upasanam in the sixth mantra. Upasanam will be over. Then comes the values and things. Dharma comes. The Dharma aspect also, it's very important to understand. The Upasanas are okay. So next class we'll cover. Next class I'll quickly cover the Upasanams, then I'll take you to the next topic of Dharma. ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरिः ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम।